It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Democratic state lawmaker is asking for a formal inquiry into a Republican colleague who was at the protest in Washington that led to the storming of the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Democratic Representative Donald Valdez of Alamosa took to the House floor Tuesday to say freshman Republican Ron Hanks should lose his committee assignments and possibly be expelled. The House Speaker quickly ruled Valdez's comments out of order.
I'm asking that a panel be formed to take testimony under oath.
Hey,
that Mr.
Representative
Hanks
Valdez,
behavior.
Representative Valdez, let's not condemn any motives of what happened outside this building.
Representative Hanks said he did not personally go inside the Capitol building. House leaders say there's no evidence Hanks broke any laws or did anything illegal during the protest. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Winter weather has delayed some Western Colorado COVID-19 tests headed for laboratories. John Marshall is the vice president of Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction. The university runs testing sites in the city.
You know, the weather is definitely having an impact, and it's maybe a reminder that, you know, the stakes are simply higher when you live 250 miles from everywhere.
Marshall says some of the tests that were supposed to go to snowed-in Houston are now headed to a lab in Los Angeles. Also, wastewater samples from the university will likely get to a Loveland lab by Mustang because FedEx planes have been delayed. Marshall says the State Department of Transportation offered to deliver the samples for free. Bitter cold has caused problems for parts of Colorado's electricity grid, similar to struggles making headlines in Texas. But CPR Sam Brash reports it's not just about frozen wind turbines.
Steve Rolstad is a spokesperson for the Platte River Power Authority, a utility serving northern Colorado. He says the cold snap did freeze one of its wind farms, but it also restricted natural gas.
You know, in this circumstance, we had to ask our customers to moderate their consumption, and they did, and that got us through.
Platte River gets its natural gas from Xcel Energy, Colorado's largest utility. The company says it limited supply due to the cold weather. Rolstad says that restriction has since been lifted, and the wind farm is back online. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Temperatures are cooling down a little across the state. Today and tomorrow, it's highs in the 30s around Denver and Colorado Springs today. This is CPR News.